Hey, welcome to Bob WP on Community, a Do the Woo podcast show. Yes, Bob WP here, and I've been putting off doing an episode as I returned from WordCamp Europe with the conference crud. Not COVID, but my voice has been kind of in and out, but figured I better not put it off any longer. So bear with me. Although I will admit I could have blogged about it later, that I just gave something away. Well, let's talk about blogging here again real soon. Looking back at WordCamp, to me, is overwhelming. And by that I mean in terms of revisiting it all, whether it's written or by audio. There's just so much. And so much goodness from the time I arrive at the hotel, head to contributor day, the next day, go to the event, all the parties, dinners, and lunches, and talking to the new and old friends, plus so many hugs and laughter. Well, that alone is exhausting, but at the same time, it feeds my soul. I did have a one-day delay in Frankfurt, so I was a little bit behind, but everything went well. Then there's all the photos. I've looked at those shared online and those done by the amazing volunteer photographers, and I relived the moment. Have I collected them to share on the post for this particular episode? No. Spent too much time just enjoying them. And to top it all off, we launched Do the Woo 4.0 while there. Now, at times it seemed to get buried in all the excitement, but on the other hand, it was perfect timing. And if you missed any of those episodes from the week of the launch, do check it out on our site, dothewoo.io. And also visit wordpress.com, as I did a guest post there as well about our launch and how this partnership with wordpress.com, Jetpack, and Woo all transpired. So with that all said, very quickly, an overview. There are two highlights that I do want to touch on from WordCamp Europe. So bear with me just a bit longer. First, there was the Marcel and Mike new host party. Now, this event was particularly special to me and very unique. Let me explain. Some of you may or may not know, Marcel and Mike are new hosts to Woo Dev Chat, which I'm very excited to have them as part of the team, as well as neighbors here in Porto. From what I understand is that they do their own little private get-together at WordCamp Europe each year, inviting friends and colleagues, some of them from Codable, where they both are part of. And each year, they theme this event. Now, as new hosts, they honored me by asking and saying they wanted to theme it to celebrate themselves as new hosts on Do the Woo. Now, I was left a little speechless, first of all. They didn't need to ask me, but I was taken aback that they would actually want to do a full event around this, and I thought it was amazing. And the result was amazing. About 35 of us gathered at a hotel slash castle, yes, castle, about a 30-minute drive or more from the venue in Torino to have a wonderful dinner, drinks, and conversation. And to top it off, celebrating their hosting, they'd put a game together for developers, kind of a game show type thing. And it was a blast. It was really a lot of fun. I even talked Nathan from WP Builds into helping MC the game. And he was great at it. In fact, it was all recorded. And there may be a few blips here and there, and we're working on it technically. But looking forward to that soon on Do the Woo, so you can live through it vicariously. All in all, what an event to remember and really to hold in my heart. Thanks to Mike and Marcel and Nathan and all who attended. What a special time it was. And amazingly, I've been told this can be expected for next year's WordCamp Europe, with the developer game even more streamlined and exciting. And we'll see where it is this time. The other part of WordCamp Europe I want to highlight is our sponsorship. We did do a sponsorship. We did one at WordCamp Asia. We sponsored at the lowest level, which at WordCamp Europe was called Small Business Sponsor. Now, for being at that level. We had an amazing location in the hallway as people walked between sessions into the main expo area. The foot traffic was really incredible. Seeing people walk by that I know, waving at them. Maybe I actually didn't miss seeing anybody at WordCamp Europe because of that. But what I really want to touch on here is that I was likely one of the few, if not the only booth, that wasn't there with a product or service to sell. Now, I'm not saying everybody's there to sell, but, you know, everybody there's for the community. But I have the podcast. I'm basically selling the podcast to people to listen to, although they don't have to pay anything. I was there to listen to listeners and to introduce people to the podcast channel. And most of all, create a little spot where anyone in the community would feel welcome. You could strike up a conversation with anyone about anything. And to be honest, that all happened. Here are some highlights. Heard from longtime listeners why they like the podcast and what makes them keep listening while meeting fans of some of the hosts. I shared the hosting of the booth with hosts from Do The Woo, our team, sponsors, and even some special guests that I had randomly asked. And that was a lot of fun because it brought in a lot of different conversations and kind of gave them a little spot to sit and connect with some people maybe they had wanted to connect with. I was listening to conversations about not only the podcast or even having those conversations, but about WordPress, the community, and everything between. Watching those who were either hosting with me or hanging by the booth, finding old friends as they passed by, met new friends, and engaged and connected with each other was incredible. Talking to potential new listeners and taking the time to learn which show or shows would be best for them, then I could give them a sticker for that show to help them remember to check that one out. And of course, I was meeting a lot of potential guests for the future and even talking to some who at first may have been reluctant, but reconsidered and do want to join us in the future. Had a little fun with my Remarkable 2, if you know what that is. It's a pad you use for writing longhand on. I sat it out for potential guests could simply write, and I mean write, longhand writing, their name and email so I could follow up with them. It was interesting to actually watch people write something instead of type it in or simply pass a card. Then there were others who were not really interested in the podcast. Hey, they came up to check it out. So I'd ask them to sketch something out on the Remarkable 2, which I actually shared on X afterwards. That was kind of fun, a little bit of an icebreaker. And so much laughter, hugs, even good friends bringing me cookies, juice, water to keep me going. And really, that was just the 2 days of the event being a sponsor. Was it worth sponsoring being a podcast? You bet. The value I got in every highlight that I mentioned just now was so worth it. The feedback, the new listeners, and every connection made and voice amplified, I discovered we basically recreated what we do with this podcast and made our table a booth for the community and by the community. So if you are an old listener or a new listener, and we did connect at our booth during those 2 days, you are part of the joy I brought back with me from WordCamp Europe. And during all those other times there, well, let's just say it was one of the best yet. With this all said, we now are thinking about WordCamp US. Yeah, we're thinking about it already. Not that far away. I don't think we will be sponsoring again, but I do have some ideas in mind. Whatever transpires, if I missed you in Torino, hoping to see you in Portland in September. And lastly, I cannot go without mentioning our sponsors who were there. Only one of them wasn't able to attend. That was Avalara. I was kind of bummed not seeing them there. But hey, I get it. I'm looking forward to seeing them at US though. But there were. All the others were at WordCamp Europe. It was pretty cool. There was Air Wallocks, GoDaddy, OmniSend, Hostinger, Cloudways, and Weglot. They had really, really cool booths. And it was good to see all their smiling faces of their teams. And although I had to spend most of my time at our own booth, well, they know they were in my heart. Plus our partners, WordPress.com, Woo, and Jetpack were all combined in this area with some other automatic entities like VIP, Pocket Cast, in this huge, massive connected area of booths, which I, of course, had to name Matic Town. So that's that. Again, revisit our launch if you missed it. And if you just happened onto this post or this podcast episode, please consider subscribing. We have a lot more exciting things happening over the next several months. And to be honest, into the future, you can subscribe to our shows by themselves or all the Do the Woo channel. So that's it. Again, hope to see you at WordCamp US in September. And yes, we are all looking forward to WordCamp Europe again next year. So cheers.